亲爱的朋友、弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大伟弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们要继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天所要播放的题目是他对我说话，这是出自于以西结书第二章第二节，讲到神对以西结说话的时候，灵就进入我的里面，使我站起来，我便听见那位对我说话的声音。让我们一起来分享这一段信息。
I want to share with you a little bit tonight again about the Holy Spirit.
今天晚上要再次跟大家来分享圣灵。
And we'll begin with the book of Ezekiel.
我们要从以西结书开始看。
And the second chapter.
以西结书第二章。
We sang a while ago a lovely chorus about this mountain shall be removed.
我们刚才唱了一首歌，讲到说这座山必要挪移。
God is quite able to move mountains.
神很能够移山。
We call them earthquakes.
我们称这个为地震。
Or we call them volcanoes.
或是我们称这个为火山爆发。
Sometimes he moves a big piece of it all at once.
有时候他同时就把很大的一块都拿掉了。
But it's kind of dangerous to be around when he does those kind of things.
但是当他做这种事情的时候，在周围是很危险的。
Mountain moving is pretty big stuff.
移山是很大的事情。
Be sure you want it.
你要确定你想要这样子的事。
Fortunately, God doesn't move many in our day, in our time, in our place.
幸好神在我们的时代，在我们的地方，并没有移很多的山。
I remember one day a man was praying in the altar, and I heard him praying loud, calling on God.
我记得有一天有人在讲台前面，在那边大声的祷告，在求告神。
As he come down and shake this place.
他求神降临来震动这个地方。
And I pray, Oh God, please don't.
我说神啊，求你不要这样做。
Just leave it alone.
你就不要管这里好了。
Usually, what he does.He shows us a path that goes around the mountain.
通常神跟我们做的事情是显明是能够绕着山走的路。
Or he shows us a way to climb over the mountain.
或是跟我们指明一条路能够爬越过那座山头。
And just leave the mountain alone.
然后就不要去管山了。
I think we'll have a more peaceful life.
我想这样子的话，我们生命中有比较多的平安。
Not as miraculous.
不是那么的神奇的。
But not as dangerous either.
但是也不是那么危险。
But coming down now to Ezekiel.
我们现在来看到以西结书。
It's the second chapter in the second verse.
以西结书第二章第二节。
And the Spirit of the Lord entered into me.
主的灵就进入我的里面。
When he spoke to me.
他对我说话的时候。
He set me up on my feet.
他使我站起来。
That I heard him that spoke to me.
我并听见那位对我说话的声音。
We need the Spirit of God to be able to hear God speaking.
我们需要神的灵才能够听见神说话。
We are not made with ears that can hear everything.
神造我们的耳朵并不是什么都能够听得见的。
Even in our natural world,
甚至在我们的自然界里面
many animals have ears much sharper than ours.
许许多多的动物他们的耳朵比我们要敏锐得多。
Our ears are rather dull.
我们的耳朵比较上来讲是相当笨的。
If that's so in the natural world, how much more in the spiritual world?
如果在自然界已经是这样子，更何况是属灵的世界呢？
We cannot hear a whisper very far away.
我们没有办法听到远处的轻声讲的话。
And unless God blows with the trumpet of Gabriel, we won't hear him much.
除非神用大的号筒在这边吹，不然我们没有办法听到他。
We'll just think of the little wind was blowing in the trees.
我们只以为是风在树上吹而已。
One time God spoke.
有一次神说话。
And people says, I think it's thundering someplace.
人们说，我想是什么地方在打雷。
I didn't see any clouds.
没有看到云。
No lightning.
也没有闪电。
But that sounded a little bit like thunder.
但是听起来有一点像打雷。
That's the closest they could come to it.
他们顶多也只能够听到这种程度。
Even when Jesus spoke to them, people didn't understand things very well.
甚至当耶稣对他们说话的时候，人们还是不太了解。
Because when God speaks, he speaks of his things.
因为当神说话的时候，他讲的是他的事情。
And it's sort of enigmatic. Let's put it this way, sort of puzzling to us.
对我们来讲是很迷惑的。
And we really don't know what he's saying.
我们不晓得他到底在说什么。
I've talked with people like that.
我跟这样子的人讲过话。
Maybe you have.
或许你也有过。
I've talked with doctors.
我跟医生讲话。
And they enthusiastically tell me about some operation they had.
他们就很热心地告诉我一些他们动过的手术。
Oh yes, I don't know a thing they're talking about.
他们讲的我一点都不懂。
Now they're telling me the truth.
他们是在跟我讲真话。
And they're telling me all about something in my world.
他们在讲的是我世界的很多的事情。
But the words pass me by.
但是那些话却从我的脑袋里过去
了。I can hear them.
我是听得到。
Sometimes I can even pronounce them.
有时候我甚至能够发音发得对。
But I haven't a clue to what they're talking about.
但是我一点都不晓得他们在说什么东西。
And unless some kind of an interpreter comes,
除非有某种翻译的人来，
I won't know.
我就不会知道。
Or sometimes,Talking to a lawyer,
或是有时候跟律师谈话
they have a special word for it.
他们有特别的话，特别的字来形容。
Leave that legalese out. Just talk us in plain language.
他说就是不要用那些法律上的术语来讲，只要用平常话来讲好了。
In fact, I have a legal program on my computer.
事实上，我的电脑里面有一个法律的程式。
And one of the discs that come with it,
其中有一个碟片
is labeled.The lawyer in plain language.
那他其中的标题就写的就是说用平常话讲的律师。
That's about the only one I can use.
这是我唯一能够用的一个。
You see, even if we have here, we have to understand.
即使我们听到了，我们还是必须了解。
In fact, the wise man in Proverbs 4 and verse 7 says, In all thy getting,Get understanding.
事实上，在箴言第四章第七节里面，智者说，在你一切所得的要得聪明，也就是悟性。
Bad enough not to hear, but it's worse not to understand.
听不到已经够糟糕了，但是听到了不明白，那更糟糕。
I'm thinking of a time you'll find this in Mark.
我想到一个时候，这个我们可以在
马可福音
第八章里面看到的。
And the disciples and Jesus were getting into a boat and getting ready to cross the big lake.
门徒跟耶稣上了船，他们准备要穿越那个大湖。
It really is a very beautiful lake.
那个其实是一个很美的湖。
And the disciples, we read in verse 14.
我们在第十四节读到。
They forgot to take any lunch with them.
他们忘了带午餐。
They didn't have any ship with them.
在船上他们
yes, they did have one loaf.
没有食物、哦、只有一个饼。
And Jesus heard them talking about it.
耶稣听到他们在讲这个事情。
So he said,
所以他说了
Be careful.
你们要小心。
Be careful of the leaven of the Pharisees.
你们要谨慎防备法利赛人的笑。
And the leaven of
Herod. 和希律的笑。
You know, leaven's what you make bread with, isn't it?
笑就是用来做饼的东西。
And what's that he said?
他说的是什么?
Be careful of the leaven of the Pharisees.
要小心法利赛人的笑。
That's what it is.
就是这样子。
They were very sharp. See, they knew what leaven made bread.
他们很聪明，他们知道笑是用来做饼的。
We forgot to take bread with us.
一定是我们忘了带饼了。
We only have one loaf.
我们只有一个饼。
Now they're pretty sharp people.
他们是很聪明的人。
He didn't say bread.
耶稣没有说饼。
He said leaven.
他说的是笑。
But they're intelligent people.
但是他们是聪明人。他们不是笨蛋。
They understood.
他们明白。
And we hadn't any bread.
我们没有饼。
And when Jesus knew what they were talking about,
耶稣知道他们在说什么。
He said, What are you reasoning? What are you arguing about?
耶稣说你们为什么在这里议论呢？
Because you haven't any bread?
因为你们没有饼吗?
Don't you understand yet?
你们还不醒悟，还不明白吗?
Can't you see what I'm talking about?
你们还不懂我在说什么吗?
Is your heart so hard you can't even hear with your ears?
你们的心是那么的刚硬，以至于你没有办法用耳朵听到吗?
Now what do we do wrong?
现在我们怎么办呢?
They thought they were pretty sharp.
他们以为自己很聪明的。
You know, they knew what he was talking about.
他们
Our bread, you know.
他们以为知道耶稣在说什么，以为讲的是饼。
He said, "What's the problem with no bread?"
他说没有饼有什么问题呢
？You've got eyes and you don't see.
你有眼睛你看不见吗
？You've got ears and you don't hear.
你有耳朵你听不见吗
？Is your heart yet hardened?
你的心还是刚硬吗
？You don't see with your eyes and you having ears you don't hear.
你有眼睛看不见，有耳朵听不见。
Don't you even remember?
你甚至不记得吗？
How about when I broke the five loaves? How many basketfuls you have left over?
当我拨开那五饼的时候，你们剩下的装了多少篮子
or with the 7,000, how many basketfuls took you up?
那分给四千人的时候，你们收了多少个筐子
You mean bread is a problem?
你们以为饼是问题吗
We had bread left over.
我们还有很多剩下的饼
I can make some more if we need it.
我们如果需要的话，还可以造得更多
What's the problem with bread?
饼有什么问题呢
Don't you understand?
你们还是不明白吗
And then he understood.
然后他们就明白了
He was talking about their teaching, the things that they taught.
耶稣讲的是那些人的教导，他们所教的
东西 Their rationalizations.
就是他们用理性的分析
Their philosophies.
他们的哲学
You know, leaven penetrates to every bit of the flour and the dough.
你知道笑会渗透到面粉面团的每一个部分
And evil teachings and philosophies penetrate the mind until a whole community can be poisoned
邪恶的教导会穿透到人整个的意念里面直到整个人都中毒了
You see over in it can be so strong that over in Europe I don't remember was it Holland or where it was a whole group ofPeople all at once took poison and killed themselves.
我不记得是在哪边了，可能是在欧洲，可能是荷兰还是哪个地方，他们有一群人同时都吃了毒药，然后自杀。
Just a few months ago.
就在几个月前。
Because they were all poisoned with a deception of doctrine, of teaching.
因为他们都是被一种 欺骗的教导给毒害了。
The world was going to end at the end of this millennium.
他们认为说世界已经要结束了，这是千禧年的结束。
And all kinds of false things.
各种各样错误的东西。
And so what they had to do is get out of these bad bodies and get into some new bodies real quick.
所以他们认为说他们要做的事情是要尽快的脱离这个坏的身体，进到一个新的身体里面。
Well, they got out of this body, but I'm not sure what body they got into.
他们确实脱离了这个身体，但是我不确定他们进到了哪一个身体去了。
I think they got into a big body of trouble.
我想他们进到一个很有问题、很麻烦的大的身体。
See, that's the way leaven works until it just permeates everything.
这就是酵工作的方式，直到它渗透了一切。
But you see, their brains didn't pick it up.
但是他们的头脑没有明白这一点。
As sharp as they were,
尽管他们已经这么聪明，
they weren't sharp enough to understand when God speaks.
但是他们还是不够聪明，当神讲话的时候没有办法明白。
Our brains can be very sharp, but they're not good enough.
我们的头脑可能很聪明，但是不够好。
Our ears aren't keen enough.
我们的耳朵不够敏锐。
And that's why.When God wanted to speak to Ezekiel, first he sent his spirit into him.
这就是为什么当神要跟以西结讲话的时候，他首先把他的灵送到他的里面。
Set him on his feet.
使他站立起来。
So now I want to talk to you.
他说现在我要跟你说话。
You know, when we're on our knees, we're talking to God.
你知道当我们跪下来的时候，是我们在跟神说话。
But when God wants to talk to us, he wants us to stop whining and begging and pleading and just stand up and say, all right, God,What's this all about? Tell me.
但是当神要跟我们说话的时候，他要我们不要在那边恳求祈求，一直跟他在那边一直念念不休。他要我们站起来说：“神啊，你要说的是什么？”
Sometimes we think it's so important to talk to God, we forgot He likes to talk to us.
有时候我们认为说我们要跟神讲话非常重要，忘掉了神也想要跟我们说话。
But it's hard for Him to talk to us when we are, excuse the word, belly aching.
当我们在抱怨的时候，跟神抱怨的时候，神很难跟我们说话。
He can't talk to us that way. We're talking to him.
这样子的话，他没有办法跟我们说话，是我们在跟他说话。
We're making a lot of noise.
我们在制造很多的噪音。
The spirit entered into me.
灵进到了我的里面。
Then he started talking to me.
然后他开始跟我说话。
But he set me on my feet.
但是他使我站起来。
That's more a spirit. That's more an attitude of attention.
这比较是一个集中精神、注意的态度。
That's an attitude of expectation.
这是一种期待的态度。
That's an attitude of faith at expecting.
这是一种带着信心在期待的态度。
That's an attitude of respect.
这是一种尊敬的态度。
And that's an attitude of, so I say praise.
我也可以说这是一种赞美的态度。
And one more thing.
还有一点。
It's an attitude of, shall we say, honor.
我们可以说这是一种尊重的态度。
Think of an army.
你想想看一支军队。
When the sergeant wants to talk to a soldier, or scold him, or just talk to him.
当一个长官想要跟士兵讲话的时候，或者是跟他讲话，或者说是责备他。
He doesn't expect the soldier to follow his feet and kiss his toes.
他不会期待那个士兵这样子跪下来去吻他的脚趾头。
He doesn't say stand up.
他就说站起来。
Yes, sir.
是的。
Now listen when I talk to you. Yes, sir.
我跟你讲话的时候，你要听着。
And he listens.
然后他就听着。
Stand on thy feet.
要站起来。
Get up! I have something to say to you.
要起来，我有话要跟你说。
God will talk to us.
神会对我们说话。
But whether it's outside or not, inside there is that attitude of respect, of expectation, of faith. God will talk to us.
不管外在如何，但是里面要有一种态度，就是带着期待，带着信心，说神会跟我说话。
But in all of that, we need the Spirit of God. That's one of the reasons why God has sent His Spirit to us.He's our interpreter.
但是在这些当中，我们需要神，这就是为什么神赐下了圣灵，因为他就是为我们翻译的，或者说诠释的。
I don't care how sharp we are.
我不管我们有多么的聪明。
We're not going to understand what he says.
我们不会了解他说的话。
Without the Spirit of God interpreting it to us.
若没有神的灵来跟我们诠释的话。
Inspiring our minds, inspiring our hearts.
来激励我们的心，激励我们的意念。
Inspiring our spirits.
激励我们的灵。
With an attitude of faith and expectation.
带着一种信心跟期待的态度。
Because otherwise.
因为不然的话。
This is a strange book.
这是一本很奇怪很奇怪的书。
It's a compilation of things that happened and things that men discovered in God or heard from God.
其实它收集了 人从神那边听到的，或者说人所看见的神的事情。
Over a period of 4,000 years.
它整个的时间涵盖了四千年。
4,000 years, little bits and pieces were released on earth, and little by little they were put together, and we have this book.
四千年的时间，一点一滴的讯息在这个世界上释放出来，然后越来越增加，使知道我们有了这本书。
Some people heard more.
有人听到的比较多。
And it was true and it was real.
而且是真实的，是真的。
So some way or another, God saw to it that it got into the book.
所以神就想办法让这个进到的圣经里面。
Ezekiel got more. He heard more from God.
以西结得到的比较多，他听到了更多从神来的东西。
Other people heard very little.
有些人听到的很少。
Obadiah heard just a little bit.
厄巴迪亚他只听到了一点点。
But that little bit is very lovely.
但是那一点点也很可爱。
And then different people had different experiences.
不同的人有不同的经历。
Like David.
就像大卫。
Some very interesting experiences.
他有一些很有趣的经历。
But they were experiences having to do with God and life.
但是那些经历是跟神跟生命有关的。
And they proved to be true.
而且证明是真的。
After all, if you fight with a lion and kill the lion and you're alive,
毕竟你去打狮子，你把狮子打死了，然后你还活着。
I think it might be true that the Spirit of God was on David.
我想，那么确实是神的灵在大卫的身上。
I don't have much trouble believing that.
我要相信这个没有多少问题。
Or if the Spirit of God comes on a man.
或是神的灵降临在一个人的身上。
And he picks up an old horse bone.
他把一个马的骨头给拿起来。
And kills 3,000 soldiers.
杀了三千个兵士。
All armed.With their swords and their spears and their shields.
全部都是带着武装的，带着他们的剑，带着他们的盾牌，带着矛。
I kind of think that something special did happen.
我会认为说，确实是有特殊的事情发生了。
I can believe the Spirit of God came on him because something came on him.
我能够相信是神的灵降临在他的身上，因为一定有东西降在他的身上。
And it wasn't the devil because they were the devil's people.
这不是出自魔鬼的，因为那些人是魔鬼的百姓。
What I'm saying is that.Through the lives of people all through these centuries,
我要讲的就是借着人们的生命，在这几个世纪以来的人的生平。
Here's a man that the Spirit of God lifted up and said something to him, and he heard it.
这里有一个人，就是神的灵把他提升，然后神跟他说了一些话，他听到了。
And then he wrote it down.
他就把这个写下来。
And that makes part of our Bible.
这就成为我们圣经的一部分。
Well, because God doesn't speak that way very often.And we don't hear very often.
神不是常常这样的说话，我们也不常常
听见。So it took a long time to make a Bible.
所以要花很长的时间才能够构成圣经。
We can hear other people.
我们能够听到别的人。
We can hear animals, some of them.
我们能够听到一些动物的声音。
But to hear this strange voice, it doesn't come like a human voice.
但是他们听到这个很奇怪、很奇怪的声音，这个声音临到的时候跟人的声音不一样。
And there's no other creature made that sounds like that.
没有其他的动物、其他的东西，它的声音是那样子的。
Now God will say many things that weren't needed to be written down.
神会说很多东西不需要写下来的。
These were special things.
这些是特别的东西。
And all different, so that there's a large body of revelation.
而且讲东西都不一样，所以有很多不同的启示。
But each one of them had to have the Holy Spirit interpreting to that mind so that he really knew this is what God is saying.
但是这其中的每一点都需要圣灵，透过圣灵的诠释进到了我们的头脑里面，使我们才能够明白这是神真正讲的意思。
Some of these writers in the Bible lived a whole lifetime.
圣经里面这些有些作者，他们活了一生。
And I'm sure they had a communion with God.
我相信他们跟神有沟通。
But only a little bit was important enough to add to the book.
但是只有一小部分够重要，才会把它加到这圣经里面。
And the rest of their life, the things that happened.They were just passed over.
他们生命的其他部分还有发生的事情就忽略过去了。
And that's why we have this book.
这就是这本书。
But you see, having this book this way.
但是既然我们的圣经是这样子的。
Now comes the next problem.
现在就有下一个问题了。
God is speaking to this book.
神借着这本书在说话。
But how am I going to hear it?
但是我要怎么样听见呢？
He talks about leaven. How am I going to know that he's talking about the teaching of the King Herod or King Ahasuerus or King somebody else? How would I know what he's talking about?
他在讲笑，我怎么知道这个笑是指的希律王或者讲的其他王的教导呢？
Oh yes, he's talking about having too much gold in your palace.
哦，他讲的是你的宫殿里面有太多的黄金了。
He said, "Go to you, rich man, weep and howl."
就说你们这些富人，你们去吧，去那里哀哭吧。
Be careful of the leaven of King Ahasuerus.
要小心那个王的笑。
What in the world is he talking about?
他到底在讲什么
？Well, I'm pretty intelligent.
我很聪明。
I know he's talking about bread.
我知道他在讲。
We forgot to take bread.
啊，我们忘了带饼。
Oh, how smart we are.
我们多聪明啊！
Our minds are just not big enough.
我们的头脑就是不够大。
We need an interpreter.
我们需要有一位诠释的。
We need the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵。
To set us into an attitude of faith.
使我们有一种信心的态度。
Of respect.
尊敬的态度。
Of expectation.
期待的态度。
So that.I can really hear what he's saying.
好让我能够真正听见他说什么。